Welcome to day 45. We are up to Perek Daled Mishnah Yud, and today we are starting a brand new topic. We are no longer learning about Peah. We are still learning Maseches Peah, but we are starting a new topic. The last Mishnah was the last one on the topic of Peah, and now we're transitioning to the mitzvah of Leket, the mitzvah that when the farmer is harvesting and a few stalks of grain fall to the ground, the farmer does not reach down to pick them up, but instead leaves them there for the poor, for the aniyim. And this mitzvah, just like Peah, applies to everyone. It applies to men, applies to women, those who have less, those who have more. In general, it's always important, I say this often, it's always important to understand why we do certain mitzvahs. It doesn't impact that we do the mitzvahs, but it's important to give meaning to the mitzvahs. So we always look at the classic commentaries in the Farshim who generally discuss mitzvahs, the reasons for mitzvahs. All of many Rishonim do the Sefer HaChinuch, Rav Shamsher Meir Hirsch, one of the Achronim do often. I want to suggest perhaps my own take on why Leket is a mitzvah, and if anyone has any thoughts, I'd love to hear them. Peah, I think, is more obvious. Peah is the idea that when you're harvesting, you leave a portion of your field unharvested. You say that, I know this is, it's my field, but I know that it's not really mine. It's really Hashem's, and then I have to think about others in my life, also children of Hashem, so I leave a portion of my field over. Leket is a little bit more obscure. When you're harvesting, why should you have to leave the pieces that fall on the ground? So I would suggest we're about to learn that when you harvest, it's what you are able to fit inside your hand, and then the pieces that fall, that would be considered leket. So perhaps the idea is that Hashem wants us to have a lot. We should have shefa, we should have abundance. But when we get to the point that our hand is full, right, and the pieces fall out, so okay, we've had enough, now it's time to start thinking about others, right? When we have enough that our hand is full, we're satisfied, so to say, we shouldn't be extravagant, we shouldn't take more than we need, we should start thinking about others. Perhaps that's a reason. Anyway, Mishnah Yud, Ezehu Leket, what is Leket? Anosher B'shas HaKasira, it's anything that's left over during the time of harvest. We're going to learn later that doesn't mean anything. It means usually one or two stalks. When it's more than that, when it's three or more, we usually don't consider that Leket. We'll learn that later. Haya Kotzer, Katzer Maleah, that person's in the middle of harvesting, and he's filling his hand. Usually you would hold the stalks with one hand and then use the sickle in the other hand. Or Talish Mel Kuntzo, where a person's going to other types of grain, you don't use a sickle, but you would rip it out of the ground. So a person harvesting that way. Either way, if a thorn strikes the person, and therefore the grain in the person's hand falls to the ground, then it belongs to the owner. That is not considered leket. Leket is what happens during general harvest. The parts, as we said, that is falls out while you're harvesting normally because perhaps your hand is too full. But in this case, it was an external thing. It was the thorn that made you drop it, and therefore it is not considered leket. The balabayis keeps it, and that's actually in line with the reason that we suggested for leket earlier. Anything that falls out that is within the inside of the sickle, and the sickle is curved, within the sickle or within a person, the grasp of a person's hand, anything that's inside those places during harvest, that is subject, that's la'aniyim, that goes to the poor because it is leket. Achar yad v'achar magal, if it's outside of the sickle and it is harvested, perhaps the sickle is sharp on the outside, or if it's outside one's hand and becomes harvested, that is labala bias. That is not considered part of the harvest because it was outside the person's hand, that was unintentionally part of the harvest, and therefore it is not considered part of leket. One more case here. I just lost my place. Rosh hayad v'rosh hamaga. Let's say it's in between. It's not inside one's hand and it's not outside one's hand. Let's say it's in between. So you know when you're holding something in your hand, sometimes it's in the grasp of your hand, and sometimes you can grab something that in between the fingertips and your palm, right? It's kind of like you're just holding it in place by squeezing it between your fingertips and your palm. So that's rosh hayad v'rosh hamaga. Or if it's cut by the edge of the sickle, it's not the back part of the sickle, it's not the front part of the sickle, inside or outside, it's kind of in between. Rabbi Shmuel Omer La'aniyim, Rabbi Shmuel says that it goes to the poor, that's considered like it was part of the harvest. Rabbi Akiva Omer La'bal Bayis, it goes to the Baal Bayis, that's not considered part of the harvest. Again, the bottom line, whichever side you paskin, like in that last case, the bottom line is that if it's part of the harvest, then it's considered leket. If it's not part of the harvest, not naturally done, but happens not naturally part of the harvest, then it would not be considered leket. Okay, that is Mishnah Yud. Now we're up to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Chore Hanabalim Shabasoch HaKama, if there are ant holes that develop amongst the standing grain, meaning it has not yet begun with the harvest, Harehin Shabal HaBayis, in those holes, imagine you find some grain that came off of the kama, of the standing wheat, so to say, for example, that would be part of the Baal HaBayis. That is not considered part of the harvest. The harvest hasn't even begun yet. And therefore, even though it's off of the stalks, it would not be considered leket. Shla'achar HaKotzrim, if it's outside, if it's after the harvest has already begun, the farmer has already begun to harvest that field, but the ant holes are still among the standing harvest, that part of the field has not yet been harvested, then, ha'al yonim la'aniyim, So imagine you have a bunch of grain piled up in these ant holes. So we assume that the top, the outermost part, is going to be for the aniyim. We assume that that fell most recently. Perhaps it fell after the harvest, and therefore is considered part of the harvest. Then it would be part of the aniyim. The tachtonim, the parts underneath, right? The harvest only just begun. It didn't even get to that part of the field. So the grain that's underneath the pile, we assume that fell a long time ago. That probably fell. We don't know for sure, but it probably fell before the harvest began, and therefore that would belong, the underneath one, so to say, would belong to the Baal HaBayis. Rabbi, again, the owner of the field. Rabbi Meir, Omer HaKol HaAniyim, Rabbi Meir says, no, it all goes to the poor. Shesafek Leket, an important principle, that if we're not sure, right, the ones underneath probably came off before the harvest, but since it's possible that it came off once the harvest started, we have to assume it did come off once the harvest started, and therefore, when Leket is in doubt, we assume it is Leket. When it possibly goes to the Ani, we assume it will go to the Ani. In other words, we're more generous than less generous, and we will continue, we will start the fifth Perek tomorrow.